Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Once again, it is podcast time. This isn't going to be an Ask a Hustler question. We're just going to talk about some real game today. Now, you know I got to give my introduction, so just bear with me for a few seconds. If you haven't yet signed up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor, I urge you to do so. You can just go to my website, www.wjamesd.com. You can hit that free stuff tab, and there's a form right there you can fill out. And you'll get a free book, 9 Simple Rules of the Game. Just as a thank you, you can sign up to the newsletter and you'll have access first to, you know, all future books and courses. You'll get discounts and, you know, special invites to certain events and things of that nature. So if the game's for you, you're interested, you know, go ahead and sign up. I think you'll be very, very satisfied with that. Briefly, I guess I was going through my email and someone made a statement. It actually was more like an observation. And just looking at the name, it sounded like it was a woman, but I'm not going to assume anything. But anyway, the statement was basically, the game sounds like a bunch of psychological tricks. Now, I'm the first one to tell you that the game is part psychology and part sociology, but there is also a kind of spiritual element to it, or a philosophical element. Now, when I say spiritual, I don't want you to think religious, because the game is not a religion. So, when we talk about things in the game, certain things about being dedicated and committed to something so intensely that you're willing to die for it, I want you to think about how powerful it is. If it came down to it, you believe something so strongly, for lack of a better word, that you would give up your own life. I was just chopping it up with a player the other day, and he was like, man, that's deep. And it is deep when you really think about it. You know why? Because if you're not willing to die for something, then what are you living for? A couple nice cars? A nice house? I mean, that's it? That's the extent of what you want your life to represent? I mean, okay. When we talk about psychology, let's step away from genetics for a moment. Let's just talk about basic psychology. Okay, when it's all said and done, you really only know two things. Number one, you know that you're alive. You know that you exist. You know that you are here in this world in a certain time frame. Right? And number two, psychologically, you know that you're going to die. You have an internal clock, and you know that your time in this particular world is limited. These are the only two things psychologically you know. Like I said, let's step away from genetics. Let's just talk about basic human psychology. These are the only two things that you know. Now, almost everything else, someone else taught you. So to my students out there, peep the game in there. And to the players out there too. Now, when we talk about the game and having a life purpose or a life commitment that you're willing to die for, this is psychological. But it's self-psychology. And this isn't a trick. The game has always been about honesty or brutal truth. Don't try to label the game with something weak so you can just pass it off because you don't understand it. You know, don't equate the game to just being a bunch of psychological tricks, because the game is much, much deeper than that. You know, I'm on these podcasts, I'm on the blog, I give lectures, and I just cover surface information like I explained to you all. You know, I teach the game in levels. We go from kindergarten to grade school to middle school to high school, then we go up to the university level, and then we still got to go for our master's degree. You know, this is the game I have to give you in... I have to spoon feed you. I have to give you a little bit at a time, because there is so much information involved in it. So don't just take a little bit of it and be like, oh, that's all it is. No, that's not all it is. You know, it's like having a large table in front of you and you just put your finger on one little spot on the table. And that's what I talk about. That one little spot, maybe two or three fingers. But you still have the rest of that table, all the rest of that knowledge that's out there of the game. Okay? Anyway, I'm getting a little off track here. So let's switch gears and let's get into the subject of this podcast. So I'm about to teach you some game. But I'm going to bring it to you a little bit different because this knowledge is beneficial to everyone who takes the time to learn it and, most importantly, use it. Knowledge is nothing if you don't use it. It's just a bunch of information floating around in your head. It really doesn't have any benefit for you. So it occurred to me that people have a difficult time switching on and off certain areas of their lives. Now, what do I mean by switching on and off? Well, it's like this. We all play roles in our lives every day. Now, you can start your day off as a father or mother. You know, you're getting your kids ready for school. Then you can go into your job and work. And you can be an employee, or maybe you're a manager. Then you go to lunch. Maybe you're out to lunch with your friends. And in that particular point in time, you're like a friend. Then you get off work, you go home, and then you're a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. When you talk to your parents, you're a child. Not saying you act like a child, but you do change your behavior around your parents and your grandparents. Now, these changes you go throughout the day, you don't really think about them. It just kind of happens. You know, you don't really think about how often throughout the day this actually happens to you. I mean, you can be all those things I previously mentioned. You can be all those things in a single day. And all those roles are you, but they're different parts of you. You know, you don't treat your children the same way you treat your friends. You don't treat a close friend the same way you would treat your father or your mother. We play roles in our lives every single day. It's not about being fake. It's just that you know that certain behavior, this is the key word for this podcast, you know that certain behavior belongs in certain situations. And again, this happens unconsciously. You don't even think about it. Now, this is human psychology at a very basic level. It's one of our unconscious or subconscious survival mechanisms. Now, since I'm pointing this out to you, you are now aware of it, so let me ask you a question. Is it possible to consciously, by choice, create a role that you use for other areas of your life? Something that you can switch on and off. Is that possible? It is absolutely possible. Now, please, again, this is not about being phony. It's not about being fake. It's just I want you to realize that we all have different parts to our overall personality. You have skills and abilities that are better in one situation or environment than in other situations or other environments. Now, for my entrepreneurs, my hustlers, this is a very important skill for you to develop, because when you are out there on your grind, you need to be able to switch off everyday friends and family mode and switch on business mode or hustler mode. For those of you having difficulty letting go of what you were doing because you were interrupted or you ran out of time, let's say you were working on something or project or whatever, and you're forced to focus on something else, but you can't seem to concentrate because you're still thinking about what you were previously doing, this information is going to help you also. Now, again, this information is good, this knowledge is good, but if you don't practice it and use it, you're wasting your time. So I urge you, if you think this information is beneficial to you, practice it and use it. And it's not hard because you already do it every day. You need to pay attention to what environment you're in so you can switch roles accordingly. Not unconsciously or subconsciously the way you do now, but consciously. Okay? Hopefully that makes sense. So, now, let's define what a role is exactly. A role is an extension of certain parts of your personality. It's like, imagine it's like tuning into a radio station. Okay? Now, all radio stations are already out there. They're in the air. They're floating around. But we want to be able to tune in to just one station so that it comes through clear. No static, no interference. One station coming through clearly. Now, when I teach this to other people, some people find it easier to think of themselves as being an actor or an actress. So when you switch roles, you're switching the movie or television series that you're starring in. If that helps you visualize what I'm saying, then again, use what benefits you. Put it together however it makes sense to you. As long as you understand the principle behind playing your role, how you interpret it doesn't really matter. Okay, so anyway, a role, since we're defining roles, is nothing but a series of responsibilities. Each role in your life is responsible for certain things. When you're a parent, you are responsible for the safety of your children, the education of your children, the development of your children. Now, I can keep going on and make a long list, but I don't think it's necessary. I'm pretty sure you all follow me. Now, same thing with being a friend. You have certain responsibilities in that friend role. There's certain lines you don't want to cross. There's certain things that you don't mind doing for a friend, to help a friend out or whatever, that you would never do for a stranger. Now, the word responsibility is defined as, and let me read this here to get it correct. Responsibility is defined as the state or fact of being responsible, answerable, or accountable for something within one's power, control, or management. Okay? That's responsibility. Now, the word responsible is defined as answerable or accountable as for something within one's power, control, or management. What does all that mean? Being responsible is simply being able to answer for something that is within your power or control. In your role, you have responsibilities. You have to be able to answer for and account for your decisions in that role. And these decisions should help you advance in the particular role you're playing at that time. Now, let me give you a simple example. Let's just say you're married. Okay, I'm talking to the man, and you're a husband. Okay, now, as a husband, you should be willing to hold yourself accountable for a few things. So, let's say you just go ahead and make a list, and you might say something like, "You contribute to the financial well-being of the household." Okay, you want to keep a smile on the face of your wife and children. You want to leave positive energy. You want to give off positive energy in the morning, so that your family leaves the house on a positive note. You want to protect your family physically. You also want to protect them mentally from negative influences. You want to protect them from other people or events that may be harmful to them. You might have the responsibility. You might say, okay, well, I want to keep the relationship with my wife intact. So, you know, maybe once a month, you might have like a date night, right? You want to take it a step further. You can say one of your responsibilities are making sure all the vehicles are safe to drive and they're properly maintained. You might want to keep your family informed about events going on in the world or in your neighborhood that affect them, both good and bad. If you have children, one of your responsibilities as a husband and a father is that you want to assist in your children's education as much as possible. You know, you want to also, you might have the responsibility, you might say, I want to encourage my wife, I want to encourage my children in whatever positive pursuits that they might choose to pursue, their dreams, their goals, any of their aspirations. And I can go on and on and on, but I think you get the point. These are the responsibilities that we decide, not anyone else. These are the responsibilities that we decide in this particular role. Now, the list I just gave you, you need to make a list like this for yourself. You need to make a list like this for yourself for all the important roles in your life. Again, this takes concentration and focus, but this also takes practice. Realistically, are you going to remember every single responsibility you list for your roles? Probably not. That's probably not going to happen. But if you make the honest effort, over a period of time, switching roles will become very natural. Again, you already do this. We just want to make it conscious. You do it unconsciously. You want to make a conscious effort that I'm going into this role now. I'm here at work. Let me be in my employee mode or my supervisor mode or my management mode right now. I'm back home. It's just me and my wife. Let me be into husband mode right now. Or if you're a woman, let me be into wife mode right now. I'm around my children. Let me get into my father role or my mother role. Right? You want to consciously switch roles. This is very important. Consciously, not unconsciously. This is why. When you are conscious of what you're doing, you will have more power in that area because that is where your energy is at. If that makes sense. This is what you're focused on. So you have all your energy bundled up in this particular area for that particular moment. Now, when I talk about roles and I teach this, people have a habit of making it more complicated than it needs to be. I don't want you to start planning 20 roles and making tons of notes and writing stuff down and, you know, just wrecking your brain trying to figure out all hundreds of responsibilities, and you know, you will burn yourself out. And what you're going to do is you're going to end up frustrated. I don't want that. You know, again, you do this every day, multiple times a day. Just pull out one role that you feel is important and that you want more clarity on, and just work on that one role for just a month, 30 days, maybe 45 days. Because as they say, it takes 30 to 45 days to form a habit. So let's pull out one role, write the responsibilities down, work on it for 30 to 45 days. Now, if you're starting something new, let's just say you're starting a business, for example, create the role. Create your business role. What are your responsibilities as an entrepreneur, as a proprietor? Or if you're in network marketing, what are your responsibilities as a consultant or a representative? Right? And as you learn and as you grow, you add responsibilities or you take some away or change some. Once you put the responsibilities down, they're not static. They're not set in stone. They can change, and that's okay, because we all learn and grow as human beings. Now, I want you to realize that doing this consciously is extremely powerful. Again, this bundle of energy is in that role when you consciously focus on it. Because what you focus on expands. I know a lot of you have heard that before. But what you focus on expands. So if that's where all your attention is, that particular role expands. And there's power while you're in that particular role. You become more aware of what you're doing. You become aware of why you're doing it. And if you're falling short in that responsibility, you'll recognize that as well. And when you recognize where you're falling short, it's just that much easier to get yourself back on track. All right? Not about being phony. Not about being fake. And as you make your list, I don't want you to list responsibilities that sound good. List the ones that mean something to you, that are important to you. If you don't do this, when you try to practice switching roles, it's going to feel very forced. It's going to feel very unnatural because you just wrote down stuff that sounded good or something that you think you should be doing. Write down the things that are important to you. think of it like, you know, let's go back to our radio example. Think of like you're turning up the volume. When you're in a role, you're turning up the volume on some parts of your personality, and you're turning down the volume on others, almost like an equalizer. Right? Now, if you met me and you talked to me on the street or over the phone, I'm generally pretty laid back. But when it's time to conduct business, me personally, I switch roles. I'm more assertive with my position on certain things because I'm in what I call hustler mode. I'm in my hustler role. I'm not going to let you take advantage of me or any of my people. Now, when I public speak, I switch roles. I become a teacher. I speak with passion. I speak with conviction because I know the information I have, many consider priceless. Well, priceless to those that seek it anyway. So, after I'm done with business or after I'm done speaking, I adjust my station back to whatever role is necessary. Now, what's very unique about this concept is that it cuts down on anxiety and it cuts down on stress. In your mind, you already have a basis for what you're doing in a particular role and what your main area of focus should be. When you're at work, you're living up to your work responsibilities. You shouldn't be thinking of the chores you have to do when you get home. You're not at home, you're at work. And that's where the majority of your energy and focus should be. When you're spending time with your little ones, you're in parent mode. You shouldn't be thinking about what you're going to do later on at the club or what you're going to be doing with your boys on the weekend. It's not the weekend. You're not at the club. You're with your children. Play that role. Having a focused and concentrated mind is the mind of dominant force. For those of my students, you should understand what I mean when I say dominant force. Dominant force rules over weaker forces in you and around you, and it also causes the weaker forces around you to raise up to your level. And another benefit of this type of thinking is that you'll get things done faster and with more accuracy, which of course leads to better results. Because again, you're focused. That's where your attention is. That's where your energy is. Some people might call this type of thinking living in the now, because nothing exists to you but right now, this moment. You know, the past is gone. The future hasn't happened yet. It's not here yet. And when the future does finally arrive, it won't be the future anymore. It'll just be now. Now, that's a fair assessment. So if that helps you, then use it. Thinking about living in the now, if that analogy helps you, then use it. Now, most times, not all the time, but most times, you're stressed or worried or feeling scared because you're focusing on everything but where you're at now. You're thinking about future disasters, or you might be remembering past events and thinking about what could have happened if I did this instead. I wonder what would have happened. If I said this, I wonder what would have happened. I should have did this, or I should have did that. You know, you're worried about what people are thinking about you. Your mind is everywhere but where it should be. And this is what playing your role is about. You focus and concentrate your energy on what you're doing, your responsibilities for that moment, for that time. An unfocused mind is a mind that's easily tricked or led by what's happening around it. When you play your role consciously, you are dictating that your mind is focused so that you do only what you mean to do in that role. So, just real briefly, and we'll close this podcast up. I'll give you a real brief example of how detrimental not having a role can be. So, I remember when I was younger and I was dating a young lady, I really liked her. You know, physically, she was beautiful. She had a great personality. And that should have been enough to put a smile on my face. But the way I thought at the time, it didn't. Because when we got together, My mind thought about every way I could mess up with her. You know, I was trying not to do something stupid or say something stupid. I was trying to be cool. I didn't want to embarrass myself. I wanted to be impressive. I wanted to act like I was manly. You know, I didn't really know what the hell that meant back then, but this is what I was thinking. You know, I'm doing all these things, and I'm thinking all these things, so my focus is all over the place. My focus was everywhere but on her. So instead of coming off charming and coming off smooth, I'm coming off distant. You know, I'm like this basket case of insecurity. You know, I'm coming off unconfident. I'm coming off unsure. Because my energy wasn't where it needed to be. And that was just enjoying my time with her. So sad times for me, right? Alright, that's some real game for you. I hope you enjoyed that. Again, my name is W. James Dennis, and you can check me out on my website. I have books available. I have, you can also check out my blog. I have podcasts. Plenty of articles that you can read, and that information hopefully is beneficial to you. The website is www.wjamesd.com. I appreciate you all for listening. I appreciate your time, and I really hope that you got something from this talk. So until next time, keep it moving. I'm out.